T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman's body found in highway rest stop north of Wichita. We've got the story.
Wichita Police Task Force focused on violent crime and gangs. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A severe thunderstorm parked over southeast Sedgwick County last night, dumping heavier rainfall. It looks like more severe weather is possible again this afternoon and evening. Details in our forecast coming up.
The body of a woman was found in a vehicle at a rest stop on I-135 north of Wichita. The discovery was made Wednesday afternoon when Newton Police Chief Eric Murphy went to check on the vehicle as a follow-up from when one of his officers ran a tag on the vehicle Tuesday night. The tag belonged to a woman who was last seen in Newton Friday. Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay says,
"We really don't have any idea what caused the death. We'll be doing an autopsy relatively soon to figure out if we have any. We don't know if it was natural causes. We don't know if it was suspicious."
Investigators know who the person is, but they are not releasing the name of the woman at this time.
New concern about the political climate in our country following the troubling shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. Authorities have linked disturbing social media posts to James Hodgkinson, the Illinois man killed at the scene after he opened fire as GOP members of Congress were practicing for a charity baseball game. ABC News chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross describes a sequence of events that led to the shooting.
On March 22nd, he posted online, "Trump is a traitor," and went on about Trump. "We have to destroy Trump and company." 2 days later, he fired off 50 shots into the air outside his home. Neighbors called police to complain. They came to investigate, did not take his gun away, said he had a valid license. The very next day or the day after, he headed off for Washington.
President Trump and the First Lady last night visited the hospital where Congressman Steve Scalise and a Capitol Police officer are being treated for their injuries. Both were victims in yesterday's shooting at the Virginia Park where lawmakers were practicing ahead of today's congressional baseball game. We have more from ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump canceled an afternoon speech about job training programs at the Labor Department. Vice President Pence also skipping an event in order to be here at the White House. The president was very busy on the phone. Officials say he spoke to House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He also talked to the wife of Congressman Scalise and pledged his full and absolute support.
Investigators are digging into the background of the man who killed two people and wounded two others inside a UPS packing facility yesterday in San Francisco. Authorities say the gunman, 38-year-old Jimmy Lamb, took his own life when confronted by police. Lamb reportedly filed a labor grievance in March, complaining that he was working excessive overtime. Judy, one of Lamb's neighbors.
"I'm just saying to you, he seemed normal to me. He didn't see like he was irritated, agitated, or anything abnormal."
One team works during the day and another at night. Wichita police officers who are members of the Violent Crimes Gang Task Force. Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says the task force has been at it since early May.
"We've seen some great success. We will continue to respond to all the violent crime and follow up on it after it occurs until we solve these cases. We've taken a lot of guns off the streets. We've taken a lot of violent offenders off the streets. And this is all in working partnership with the outside agencies to make Wichita a safer community."
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says another component has to do with providing youth summer activities with the help of the Boys and Girls Clubs and the YMCA.
Saturdays where they have evening youth activities that go well into the night, where the kids stay there and are safe in a structured environment. In an effort to reduce the violence, we want to make sure that youth have a place to be that is safe and where they can't get into trouble.
During the past 5 weeks, members of the task force have made 153 gang contacts and made 109 arrests, including two murder suspects. They have also taken 44 guns off the streets and seized more than a half dozen pounds of drugs. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wichita's annual golf tournament, the Air Capital Classic, is underway today out of Crestview Country Club. And we got a little baseball action to tell you about as well. It's all coming up in sports.
Do you unplug during vacation? Maybe you should. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. What items should be included in Wichita's proposed budget for 2018-2019? If you have suggestions, city staff is hosting a pair of social media town hall meetings looking for input from citizens. Elizabeth Goltry is with the city's budget office.
We know it can be a challenge to get to meetings at City Hall, so we want to make it easy for residents to provide comments. Please join us on Facebook or Twitter to provide input on budget issues. Residents can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter to get involved in the social media town hall. Please use hashtag ICTBudget17.
The first social media town hall meeting on the budget is at 2 p.m. today, and there's another one next week, Tuesday. All comments submitted by citizens will get a response from city staff within about a day.
Officials in London are urging people to avoid the area where an inferno engulfed a 24-story apartment tower early yesterday. 12 people are confirmed dead, but police expect that number to go up. A structural engineer has checked out the charred building and deemed it safe for fire crews to conduct search operations. ABC's James Longman spoke to witnesses about what they saw.
A lady appeared at the window, and what she was saying, "I'm about to throw my baby, please catch the baby."
The baby survived a nearly 10-story fall, caught by a bystander.
A lot of people stay connected to that electronic leash when they go on vacation. One expert says that can be trouble.
Do you feel like you need a vacation when you come home from one? Mike Steinert says it may be because you don't completely disconnect from work, especially when it comes to email. He's executive director at Accountemps.
You know, it has become such a mobile world that the ability to check in is just a very easy thing to do. And a lot of people, it gives them comfort just to check in and make sure that everything is on course.
So Steinert says set a limit for when you check your work email on vacation, say once a week or once a day, and stick to it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And this morning in traffic, I think the big news out there today is that we're changing how you get on the Kansas Turnpike in the East Kellogg construction that they've got going on. Access to Kellogg there from eastbound Kellogg will now be on the frontage road. So if you exit at Rock Road, stay on the frontage road, and that will take you onto the Kansas Turnpike, or else you could just stay on and go all the way up to K96 and get on the turnpike there. Traffic update from KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Do what I've done for years. My dad taught me 50 years ago. Just get on 254, go around the north side of the city, and get on at El Dorado. Save a little money, too.
Sure.
How about that? All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a warm and humid start to the day with a frontal boundary that will be lifting off to the north. Temperatures getting to 95 for the high. Now, we think between 5 and 7 o'clock this evening, that's going to be the best chance for severe storm development. It will mainly start to our north and move southeast. Tonight's low 71, clearing on Friday with a high back to 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now, a partly cloudy sky, 76 degrees, a south wind at 6 miles per hour. We had a warm and windy Wednesday in south central Kansas, basically a carbon copy of the day before. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 93 degrees, normal high 86, a copy in that sense. A little less wind yesterday afternoon, but still up around 30 miles per hour for most of the day. 8:11 now with Steve and Ted, and we want to talk with this morning with ABC News correspondent Karen Travers at the White House. We were talking about the aftermath of that Virginia shooting yesterday. And the lawmakers on, there's no aisle anymore. They're from both sides are getting together on this. and trying to show unity. And with us this morning, Karen Travers, tell us all about it. Good morning.
Yeah, at least right now, that's what everybody is saying. You know, this call for unity to push aside the heated political rhetoric that we've heard so much of recently, and calls for bipartisanship. And that's great. And we certainly saw it yesterday. Members of Congress are really shaken up still about this and the recognition that it was a congressional Republican practice, but it could have been anybody. It could have been any scene where members of Congress were all gathered together. So there's certainly a big concern about what had happened and how this needs to be dealt with going forward. Tonight, that game is going to take place, though. The congressional baseball game is still on for tonight at Nationals Park, and this should be a pretty emotional moment, but perhaps cathartic for everybody after a really tense day yesterday.
Karen, this is probably the first game they've ever done where they'll really get some national coverage.
Absolutely. It's a fun event. It's been happening for 100 years, but certainly a huge spotlight this week.
Now, this is an effort to they raise a lot of money for charity, don't they?
They really do. And there were three charities that were already getting the funding from tonight's whatever was raised, the Boys and Girls Club and two local D.C. charities. And now they've added a police law enforcement fund to that. Certainly a lot of compliments yesterday and huge expressions of gratitude toward the Capitol Police who jumped in, engaged the suspect and ultimately were injured themselves.
You know, and you've been around long enough to know that these politicians, they're people and they're a lot of times they have a public persona and a private persona. So they say things in public that seem real nasty. Then they'll go to that same person and say, hey, let's go play golf. That's just kind of the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's certainly how it's been for many decades here in Washington. You know, politics is politics, but a lot of these people are very good friends off the Senate and House floor. But there's also a sense that that's changed in recent years, that members used to move to Washington before, and they lived in Virginia or Maryland or D.C., and their children knew each other. And now many members commute. I mean, it's a little bit different. And, you know, the ability to telecommute, you know, you don't have to be in Washington. You could go back to your districts. In some ways, you get a sense from talking with staff, longtime staff, that the tone is a little different. You don't have that socializing like you used to. And maybe that's part of the nastiness that we've seen because people just don't know each other like they did. But tonight, this could be a great event where they can put partisan labels aside, even though it's Democrats playing Republicans and they both very much want to win. I think it's going to be quite an event.
Karen, I'm sorry, but I note a little, I just have a feeling, just a tone of a little bit of skepticism in your voice that this camaraderie.
I don't want to sound too cynical or jaded, but, you know, we've seen these calls for unity before, and they certainly last for a couple hours. Then the politics comes back.
All right. Well, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. ABC News correspondent Karen Travers live from the White House this morning with Steve and Ted in the morning. Yeah. They're friends now, or they're showing unity for right now, but it would be nice if they kept it together. And I don't know. The general public, I don't think understands that relationship. It's similar to what, to what I used to see in covering courts and court cases, in that the lawyers would go into the court, you know, go in front of a jury and just go hammer and tong at each other. And you'd think they couldn't stand each other. Then they'd take a break, and they're back there in the judge's chambers having a cup of coffee. it's just two different personas. But, you know, the rhetoric gets pretty harsh now and then. And we certainly hope this is an isolated last issue, that incident that won't happen again. A terrible tragedy. And, again, saluting the Capitol Police. My goodness. A couple of those officers, they went toe-to-toe with this guy and took him out, and they were both wounded in the process.
Yeah, and if they had not been there, this would have been a massive tragedy.
Well, the city council in Jacksonville, Florida, was meeting Tuesday when a 2-year-old pit bull mix named Elvis bit the ankle of a man who stepped on him. What makes it odd is the reason the dog was at the meeting in the first place. Lawmakers were considering a plan to promote pet adoption, and city shelter dogs were wearing take-me-home vests. So Elvis probably won't get taken home. As you might expect, city officials are not sure whether that program will continue. And what, you know, wasn't Elvis's fault.
A lot of
got stepped on.
Dogs react when they get stepped on.
You know, you get stepped on.
The dog's fault.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. We have a story this morning that just kind of it makes me cringe. It's about a 21-year-old North Carolina man who suffered severe burns after he fell into a hot spring in Yellowstone National Park. If you've ever been there, it's very impressive because, like you said earlier, Ted,
Yellowstone Park is on the top of what? A gigantic volcano? Is that what it is?
Something similar to that.
And all this stuff, very hot. Yeah.
Thermal areas that are usually way underground are very close to the surface at Yellowstone.
Right, and they're bubbling all the time. There's steaming, boiling water, and also mud pits, mud's boiling and all that. Now, it's very impressive, but you don't want to get close to it. In fact, they have paths that you can't get close to it most of the time. Park officials say Jervis Dylan Gatit, an employee of a park concessionaire, fell into a spring in the lower geyser basin Tuesday. He was taken by ambulance to West Yellowstone, Montana, and was flown to the University of Utah Hospital in Salt Lake City. Hospital spokeswoman Suzanne Winchester said he was in critical but stable condition. So if he fell into one of those springs, wow, that must have been awful. Of course,
Like you said, sometimes that water is near the boiling point.
And so he was like he was dropping a lobster into a boiling pot there almost. Anyway, we hope for the best. But if you've ever been to Yellowstone, it's very impressive. Of course, you've been there. I've been there. Just once or twice. Twice, I guess. Once when I was a very small, young kid. And then I took my kids up there several years ago. We've got pictures of Old Faithful geyser, which goes off, about every 80 minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
Like clockwork. But it's a beautiful place if you haven't been there.
It's pretty amazing.
I'll tell you what, in the summertime, it gets a little bit busy up there in Yellowstone, but it's beautiful. And you're not far. The other place, right next door, the Grand Teton National Park, with what I think are the most beautiful mountains that I've ever seen, possibly up in Wyoming there. All right.
My grandmother and her family from Oxford, Kansas, hopped in a Model T and went to Yellowstone Park back in the 20s.
Oh, can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
That was a long,
on the roads,
hot,
how the roads were
slow
back then.
Drive.
Yeah. But they did it.
It's got to be on your bucket list if you're an American. Go see Yellowstone. All right. 818, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward here on a Thursday morning. We're kicking off the big golf tournament today, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got the nice hot day for all those golfers here in Wichita. It's the 28th annual Air Capital Classic as the Web.com Tour makes its annual stop in Wichita. We're going to have 156 golfers out on the course at Crestview Country Club today for the first round, tomorrow for the second round, making the cut for the weekend. We are underway at Crestview for the Air Capital Classic. And we are underway on the PGA Tour for the second major of the season. It's the 117th version of the U.S. Open, which is underway at Erin Hills up in Wisconsin, opening round play today. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon in San Francisco, where the Giants were hosting the Kansas City Royals. The Royals would pound out 16 hits on this day. Another good offensive day for the Royals. And I tell you what, Mike Moustakas got things going right away for Kansas City yesterday, putting the ball in the drink. You heard the game on KFH.
Swing and a high fly ball into deep right field. Mike Moustakas hits it out of AT&T Park. He may have hit it out into the bay. He did. And the Royals take a 1-0 lead in the second inning.
How about that? In McCovey Cove out there
McCovey Cove.
Yeah, and the Royals would end up hitting three home runs on the day as the Royals beat the Giants 7-2 yesterday afternoon, sweep of the brief two-game series, which Kansas City now just three games behind a playoff spot. They've won four in a row. That's the longest winning streak right now in the American League. The Royals' West Coast swing now continues in Anaheim. They're going up to take on the Los Angeles Angels for the rest of the weekend. The Royals and the Angels tonight. Live coverage begins at 8:30 this evening. The game will start after 9 o'clock. Stay up late tonight. Listen to the Royals and the Angels on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball yesterday afternoon at Lawrence Dumont Stadium on summer camp day. The kids were out in the sunshine. The Wingnuts, though, got off to a slow start, got behind 5-0 by the second inning and could not come back. T-Bones won it 7-5. Snapping Wichita's six-game winning streak. However, the Wingnuts still have a 2.5-game lead atop the South Division. Wingnuts hosting the Kansas City T-Bones again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Actor William Shatner is going to be in Wichita on Friday, November 3rd. A huge appearance at the Orpheum Theater downtown as part of his tour, Shatner's World. We just live in it. Bill Shatner is coming to Wichita.
Oh, boy.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. He Get those tickets at selectaseat.com. Guess what? We already have two tickets.
We do.
To go to see William Shatner. And we're going to give them right now.
Okay.
To one of our lucky listeners. How about lucky number 7? Call me now.
Makes sense.
869-1330. Caller number 7 gets two tickets to go see William Shatner at the Orpheum. And I'm going to throw in a $20 gift card to Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. You can have a little pre-show dinner, Freddy's, then go out and see Bill Shatner at the Orpheum in November.
Okay.
Caller number 7, call me now at 869-1330.
Hey, Jad, would you go ahead and beam Ted up so he can take care of this? Get it? Beam Ted up.
Very good.
822, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Baseball field shooter telegraphed his intentions, says Sean. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.